Zeche des Schmas Daniel. Zeche des Schmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael. Pilchas Zeche des Schmas Daniel. Shein Mas Yeshua Falak. Okay, so we've been talking about Vesas Haguf. And whether we need a Vesas Haguf together with Yomim or sufficient on the three types we did, right? Etc. And the difference to explain why the Kfitz is different and etc. Okay, so now let us take a look in the Ravid. On page 6. Okay. So says the Ravid. V'hadam Rinan, page 6. Back at 11. V'hadam Rinan, d'chol osa ona asura. In other words, we know that by Vesas, say Vesas HaChodesh, right? So say it's the Chaf of the month. So the whole Ona is Asa. If it's a day Ona, the whole day. If it's a night, the whole night. Rather, meaning the Chalosa Ona Asura, Dafka Bevestas Diyomi. It's only, in other words, if you have a Vesas that's about a Yom, only about a yom, so that it's the whole yom, or the whole lila. Our vesis, the gufa. Say she has a vesis of haguf, which means that she sneezes, and when she sneezes, she gets her period. Now we said that kugon mehafeb, heches, mehateshes, vechosheshes, kifi kresa, vechol osa mashnui, mishnaseinu, perakam, isha, shaosa, tzracha, eina asura, eli investa, bovad. So then, it's only a din while she's sneezing. It's not a din of the whole day. It's only while she's sneezing or while she's hiccuping or whatever. And she doesn't need a specific day. That was the Rashi explained, because it's in the system. It's in the system, so then... It's different. Aval lifnei vesta muteris, right? In other words, before the vestas, she's muter. V'im botka b'shas vesta v'loraso muteris lachar vestas. So while she's having the bodily things, she did a bedika. So. And there was no blood, then she's mutter after when the hiccups go away. Lo poling Rabbi Yehuda, v'davka shehi regila l'ros kol ha'riya b'toch ha'vesis. So she sees the whole riya within the vesis. Say it's a vesis haguf. She cramps for 2 hours. So she sees the whole cramping within those 2 hours. So that's the vesis. And if she does a bediga, then it's no longer cramping, then she's mutter. But that's only if the whole Riya is enveloped in the Vesis of the cramping. But say she starts bleeding with joy the cramping, but then she continues even after the cramping. So then in Regila Rose Mimena Achar Vesis, Asur Mena Vesis Ve'elach Kol Hayom. So she's also for the rest of the day, because it's not enveloped totally in the cramping. So then, that's only the beginning of when she's cramping, and then the rest of the day. Utsricha b'dika acheres v'acham haveses. Kedei l'hatay haveses. Utsricha b'dika acheres v'acham haveses. And then she needs another bedika after the vessel. Could they latar vessel? Could they latir the bar lacharos anona? Volkoda vessel mi abuteres below bedika, right? Because it's not a din in the whole day. Avgav dachra la el the basa tchilas avias lina hanimil b'shtei onus los rino la el ahi onus the tchilas avessas kari b'gaval. Ha'ho telcha vessel lachar vessas chara ono. David the Pashta Riyasa Lachar Veses Kula Yoma Min Aveses Ve'elach Mitzvah. So in other words, so sometimes you have it, it's within the Veses, within the cramping, but if she continues bleeding after the cramping, then, so from the beginning of the cramping, not from the beginning of the day, from the beginning of the cramping until the end of the day, she's also. Okay.
So, before she feels any symptoms, or let's say that's the vessels for sneezing. So before she sneezes, even though it's on that day, she's totally fine.
If she, right, in other words,
if last month on Chav she sneezed and she got her period, so then this month on Chav, until she sneezes, she can pretend like nothing happened.
Correct.
Is that not halacha?
Yeah, that's what he's saying here. Yeah, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's what the Rambam is saying. Yeah. Does Zot the Heiliger Ivan? Yeah, it's a cooler, yeah.
So
it
doesn't have cover the month of April.
Yeah, so.
It's not
yes, we should look in the Shulchan Aruch. Correct. So let's look in the Heiliger Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. We did a second. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, let's look at page 22 of Dala. The kula main chayshin lahem elu l'shaiter. Keter hayas a regular rose im hatzcholas haveses miad asur kol zman hashos haveses. That she sees at the beginning of the cramping. So now she's asur. That's the veses. So regular rose besofa and asur elu besofa. If it was Heiser Yigil and the Rose, Eve has called the Vessus, Miyad Asur Kolzman Ham Shachas Havessus. In other words, if she starts seeing, let me see the rush here, Hashem Raivit, if she starts seeing at the beginning of the Vessus, so she's, it was the beginning of the cramping, that's when she starts seeing, but then she's also the whole cramping. If she's Ruggled to see at the end of the cramping, so then she only is also at the end. But rather, I remember as Marshall called a riyah muvlas betocha veses. Or im kol a riyah muvlas betocha veses, elo nimshechas gam achar veses. Said asura bitchilas haveses ad sof ono achas. So then she is asura from the tchilas haveses until the rest of the day. So we should look back in the Raivan and the Rush. What page was the Rhyme that we did before?
Six.
See the rush. See that we didn't see the part about the Itim. We didn't see that yet in the Ravid about the big difference between the thing at the beginning or the end, right? We just saw whether it overlaps the whole thing or it extends. But the rush here on page 10. In other words, the word is that even though you don't need sneezing to could work independently, but if it works with a day, then it's a versus hakava together with the day. So was yomim and kvitzes have to be together, but itush and yom don't.
This is like the
right.
Right.
Yeah. V'chena v'eses enu nechar she'tepark shloshe pamim. V'chena mik she'yagia osu yom ha'pihu. A pihuk, a pihuk shichah refers to Bala kol ona, kedim vesis liyom l'chudayu, aval vesis shol pihuk l'chudei, in itself it was a pihuk, pihuk, v'pihuk b'rosh chodesh, v'rasa b'rosh chodesh, v'rasa b'rosh chodesh, v'shlishi rab lo pihuk, v'vra adosh b'rosh chodesh, gar v'lo pihuk. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Yisod. So that it can come together with, even though it doesn't need Yomim, the Piyuk, but once it has a Shaychus with the Yomim, then the Vesis is the Piyuk and the Yomim. And then, but you only also, once the Piyuk begins, you don't begin at the beginning of the Yom. So then it depends upon whether the whole thing is Muvla or not. And then the difference between seeing at the beginning or seeing at the end. Seeing at the beginning that you're also from the beginning onward. And as you see at the end, you're only also from the end and onward. Okay, so this is... Okay, good. So now, what do we have to look? That the Hail of the Chavas Das, right? Goes up to Hail of the Chavas Das. On page 23. So it says in Sifchav Dal, Kulam Echoshim and Lashaitam. So let's see. The Chor Koshim, Heli Teshit, Tiatzvich Lochosh, Mitchidos Havasis. In other words, because why would you think, if, in other words, if she only gets the Vesis together with the Yomim, so then you wait for the Vesis. Well, what's the Hava mean that you should be also at the beginning of the day? Lachwa has appeared, still appeared, Tarsabai's because of Rabbi Shasur at Sofa Olga. Hashem is Rabbi Sofa. Okay, so that's okay. That's not what I want to show you. Okay, Moshe has a couple of tools we'll have to think about, but that's not what I want to show you either. Okay, all right, give me 1 second and I'll show you what I wanted to show you. Oh, here. Azoy, page 20. Let's take a look like this. Look at the Chof Aleph, page 20. Piyaka b'Rosh Chodesh. So she had hiccups on Rosh Chodesh. There are some times she got a period. V'chazav piyaka b'tochi b'yachodesh. V'choshesh is also a piyaka. V'asur l'shameis. Adjetivduk. Shekol Veses. Bain shall yom and bain shall guf. Choshesh lo pa machas. Right. Yesh lo choshem matik vavesas lapir. Below's man yadu. So he. Right. So he says, okay. Piyaka barosh chodesh, v'rasa v'chazo. Say she's piyaka barosh chodesh. Right. V'rasa and she saw. V'chazo piyaka b'tochi b'chodesh. Choshesh is also piyaka. Because you see the piyaka is. Is a law, right? Fasul shamash at shetivdok, and she can't have tashmish since she's boydik. So fact the taz, the heiluk taz. What are you talking about? This is a vesta she'ena kavua. This whole Rabbi Yisai, we know very well. What do we know very well? We know kuf pei dalet tes and kuf pei tes dalet. Right, that's Yisod in Yiddishkeit. Kuf Bei Dalet Tes and Kuf Bei Tes Dalet. Machloikis, right? 2 days in Kuf Bei Dalet Tes, but 1 day in Kuf Bei Tes Dalet. But that's only by Vesas Kavua. If it's a Vesas She'ina Kavua, Rabbi Tzai, then everyone agrees that if it passed, then you weren't by Dek Yimutter. Without a Bedika. Right? The whole Machloikis is only by Kuf, is, you know. So, Rabbi Yisai, what is the Gemara? What is the Shulchan Aruch saying? Frektataza akasha. Of course, what do you mean? Asur achet shabbos. This is a vessel shape. It happened 1 time, 2 times, not 3. It's a vessel shape of kavua. So that is mutter the shabbos. You hear the kasha? The kuli alma. So the starker tag the kasha the taz. But see, look at inside. This is Kuf Pei Tes. That's clear. That's the Vesa Shekavur, she's also. Vesa Shekavur, she's Mutter. Once the Vesa's passed this, even if she didn't do a Bedika. Now maybe that's Bedieva. If they were Mishamish, Bedieva. It's okay, but maybe here lechatchili you still should do a bedika, even by vessel sheina kavua. Tazim vessel more amar brisha asur l'shamish shetiv derek mamish and this dehachal afil hafiya omar pasam beinu kavu muteres mash b'afil lechatchila. Because it's mash that's even lechatchila because in the vessel kavua it says asur l'shamish shetiv derek mamish. So it's mashma muteris, even the chatchila. Because over there it's asura, and it says b'zeinu chavut muteris, and so even chatchila. But there they can't appear b'yorat fei. Kevin shederach hatevo b'shalafayim b'shas v'yasa osamach lo. Avarei selafadeinu shi temeyach. He says, because a piruk is a vesaguf. And the Taz says a vesaguf is mochomer. Because a vesaguf is in the kishkis. It's in your whole, right? The kishkis are the whole system is indicating that something is going on. The mice, it didn't happen, but you gotta be very careful. You gotta do a bedika, even by Vesa Sheina Kavua. But it's a Vesa Saguf, Sheina Kavua is more chomer. This is Yisod from the Taz. The Halakha Taz says the Halakha Yisod.
Rabbi, I have a question.
The Halakha of Avram Levitt, the Einikul from the Zkan Aaron, what does he say?
If, when she feels the cramps in the middle of the month, she doesn't see blood, does that take away the Veses Haguf from the Rosh Chodesh, that it's not a riot anymore?
Yeah, right. If it was the Veses Sheina Kavua, now it didn't happen, so she's okay now. She didn't bleed, so she's okay, the Veses Sheina Kavua. But the Taz is a Geshmaka Taz. He says that there's a chiluk. How is Yom is not such a, you know, Yom. Okay, Yom is good, Yom. But you see something going on in your body. His mom is churning. So that's the... Meshkozim Siv Chavav Shem Shavesh Az Yom Agavu Tzorach Akir Shalosh Pa'om Em Vedika Kach Vesas Aguf In other words, as it says in Chavav, Shem Sheves is Hayom, Makavu, Tarka, Kira Shosh Pomim, Ubedika, Kach Veses Haguf, needs a Kira Shosh Pomim, Ubedika. But the Eina Kavua is different. Okay, he didn't mean to make a deal. One means to say, Shem Shavesa Yom Kavu Tzorach HaKiv Shalosh Pa'omim. So he says he doesn't mean to make that deal. But that's his Yisod. That's the Taz as Yisod. So the Shach is going to have a different teretz. But the Kasha is a strong Kasha. So the Shamesh, even with. So it says the Hail of the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef. Lokosha means the Hoch Vada Yef Shalom Shatocha Shalom Ad Shetipahik. So he says, what's the word? What if they want to have Tashmish right after the Veses Haguf? Whereas she didn't bleed. And a second later, they're going to Mishamish. Asur l'shamish. Aval im over zman muflok. In other words, the deek you have to make here, says the Shach, is asur l'shamish Ad shetivdog, meaning if you're going to, if she was piyaka once and she saw her, and now she wants a piyaka and be v'shamish right away, so that's not good. But im over zman buflog, achar piyak v'lo higish shem uteres, kem she'in a kavua. Mashmo kamon. V'le'el, kem she tole b'zman, kem miyad achar zman. In other words, v'vez zachodesh, once the zman is over, and it didn't, she didn't bleed, so then you can mishamish right away. Feel some called kosher legisha muteres tikvah over zmano zman no da. Where she omer ve'im omer the husband b'diyev v'zach l'chile e'im l'havana d'mach d'yev l'chavir shayv. So he says, so that's the word. He says that by piyaka asur l'shamish ad shetivdok. If they want to be Mishambish right away. Tachvadi Yeshua Mishatoch Hashoah Shetfach Lukachom Asur Mishambish Tivgomer Tipsomach Achbir Asur Mishambish. Aval Overs Man Muflok Achapiv Logishin Muteres Kevishayin Kavuach Mashlo Kamon. Aval El Kevishatoch Bizman and Kemianach Hazman Afil Bisomachlo Koshul Logishin Muteres Tivar Overs Mano Dazman Noda. There it's talking about Bizman. Here it has to do with the feeling, so what? That even if this feeling stopped, but it could be what? That the last second there was blood. So if there's going to be mishamesh right away, then that could be a problem, because then you could see the blood. There could be blood right away. In other words, normally, if it's the din of the yom, first of all, if it's din of the yom is over. The yom is over. Sur l'shamish et tiv kolomar b'samach achar piyach sur l'shamish. But mavers man muflog is mutter. Because it didn't happen. Of a L came to Toloi Bizman. Him came Yaracha as man, a few of some cloak, Shalor Gisha, Muteris, where I was mano. So what's the chiluk? How do you understand the Shach?
Is the Shach saying that really this is the regular dinim of all of us as Shaina Kabula? That once Omer is mano, you're Mutter Lagabri.
Right.
But since this one is telling the Vaisa, not telling on a day, maybe can you say a Vaiter Kula? That even Besocha Una, once the Hargosha passed, I mean, let's say she has a piyuk. So let's say that usually after the piyuk, she sees within a half hour. If after that half hour she still doesn't see, but she's within the Una, then she could still be Paris by the Abedika. Meaning,
the
regular then, after the
one,
of course, she's in Paris.
Right. You're saying that.
Or the Samoch, meaning, let's say, with on that same order. Right?
Achar Piyaka, Surah Shamish. She's Piyaka Rosh Chaydesh, Rasa. Because of Tiva Tochmechosh, Hoshashos Losa Piyuk. Because we don't know. In other words, if she was. He's saying if she was Piyaka Rosh Chodesh and she saw the Chazva Piyaka B'tochi Mea Chodesh Chashesh is Lo Zal Piyaka. So Kiva Rosh Chodesh Rasa the Chazva Piyaka B'tochi Mea Chodesh Chashesh is also piyuk, because you see it has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Asura l'shamesh ad shetivdok.
So the Taz thought that meant even after over ha'onah. But I think the Shach said, no, if it's muflog, then you're good.
Let's say. But in other words, the Taz holds that normally over havesus is by Eino Kavu is mutter, But by Vesa Guf, it's Asura. Even after Avraham Vesas. But he's saying, no, Avraham Vesas, if it's over, it's over. And you, right? The only time you'd have to do a Medika is if you want to be Mishamish Miyad. In other words, there you have to be choshesh right away. If you want to be mishamish right after, so you have to be choshesh that maybe the last second there was blood. Meaning even to the last second. And my chodesh, if you didn't see anything, or you weren't magish anything, so then you don't need to, so once it's over, it's over. Here, even if it's over, who knows? Maybe one second. So, what do you think? It's still a chumer. If you want to be, since this is such a chumer thing, you have to be. If you want to be mishamish right away, you have to be bodik. Because maybe you didn't see anything, but still, maybe there's still something inside. So you'd have to do bedika. But by this is lachomis. If you didn't see it, you don't have to do bedika. My chodesh also could still be inside. So we're not chodesh. Because it takes time for something inside to come out. So maybe, in other words, what's the right to ever to do to be mishamish right away? L'maisa, maybe, even though you don't see it, but maybe it's still inside. It came out of the uterus, but it's still inside in the Bayis Achitzot somewhere, at the beginning of the Bayis Achitzot. So what right do you have to be mishamish? The answer is, it's a Vesher Sheina Kavur, so you don't have to be choshish. If it didn't happen by now. But in this, you still have to be choshish if you want to be mishamish. But if lamaisa, you waited some time and it still didn't come out, so mustama, it's not there. You don't have to do a bedika. But if you want to be mishamish right away, so by a chodesh, I would think maybe you should also have to do a bedika. But a chodesh, edek aviu, is not as chabur. But if you want to be mishamish right away, then you... So you could say that maybe by a chodesh also you should do a bedika first, but no, because since it didn't come out till now, so maybe at the last second there was something that's inside. You don't have to be choshish for that, so you don't have to do bedika. But by vesis haguf she'ina kavua, so if you want to be mishamish right away and you're not going to give yourself time to see maybe something is in, then you should take it to a bedika. But if you're waiting a little bit, it's not right away, and it didn't come out. So by Vesas Hachodesh Eliyadua, you don't have to do Bedika, because the stomach, if it was there, it would have come out by now. But here, and if it's right away, by Vesas Hachodesh Sheina Kavua, you don't have to be choshish that it's still inside. But by here, you should be choshish that it's maybe still inside. So even if it comes out, it's still inside, you should do bedika. But if you waited a little, then you don't have to do bedika. So that's a whole different vort than the Taz is saying, is that but even if you waited, you still have to. Even if you waited, you waited 2 days. Still have to do bedika, which you weren't bodik after the Vesas Sheina Kavua of Piyuk. So even if it's 2 days later that you want to be shamish, do a bedika now. So the shach says no, because it would have come out by now. But if you want to do it right away, so then there's no chash. Maybe it's there. It didn't come out because it just happened. So then, if you want to be mishamish right away, you should do a bedikah. So that's a vort. That's a different vort. Okay.
There's a chumrah for both, right? The taz and the shach.
Yeah, in other words, the taz is making chumrah that even if it's time passed, that it's the first aguf shayna kavua, so that's his chumrah. And right, and the shach, you're saying you only have to make a chumrah when it's right away, but. There's no case that the shach is machmer that the taz would be machmer.
The shach was machmer that immediately afterwards he can be mishamish.
Yeah, but the taz will say that even if it's not immediately afterwards, then you can. In other words, the shach will be agreeing to the taz in one case, which the taz anyway would ask her. So there's no chumrah that the shach is saying that the taz wouldn't say also.
For
the shach, let's say she doesn't sneeze at the end of the day.
Yeah. So would she be mitaris b'adav adika?
If she didn't sneeze at the end of the day.
The whole shach is that she sneezed at the end of the day, right? So
we
were saying maybe the blood is there, it just hasn't come out yet, right?
Maybe she sneezed, and sneezing. And then it stopped. So now, as soon as it stops, you want to be mishamish. Okay.
What if she didn't sneeze at all? Then what's the shach?
You don't need
any
bedikah. She didn't sneeze. So what's the problem?
Then you're fine. But so that's the
problem. The sneezing is the vessels. Rav Moshe has a couple of tshuvas here. In Vesas HaGuf Dekeim Bechoze, that she has pains in her chest. Bechol Pam B'Shavua Kodem HaRiyasa was before the Riya, she gets pains a week before. First, it's a soft campaign, and then it's soft again, and then she sees. Soft, hard, soft. So he says, you know, you only have to be choshesh, not once she has the second soft, because that's the prelude to the Adavim Havesis Haguf. And Furash, Festus Haguf, I saw Gil Ros Vesofa, Vainu Asura Ella Vesofa. Whereas that's once we know that's the pattern, then you can remake it till it softens up the second time. Okay, maybe we should wait because these cases have maybe more. I don't know if we have to spend the whole shiur on these cases, but I don't want to run through them. So maybe we'll start the shiur on Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem, with the end of Rav Moshe's Tshuvas.
Thank you.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Have a Katz, Nathan, Avraham, Josh, Max, Meir, Yitzchak, Ephraim, and Hassan Danan, Adav, Ezra Hagler, and Zach Berger and Mitzian Feld, Fryan. Okay. Everyone's back. We welcome Yitzchak White back from Australia. He's been in Australia for a couple of weeks, so he's back. So nice to see him. And Avram, Fryan. Okay, and Ben, Mayor. Think we got everybody?
I think Avram is here, but Monsieur Snapfish.
Yeah.
Because he has COVID.
Okay.
Avram, how are you feeling?